welcome home to yourself. And welcome to this yoga nidra practice for welcoming change and for embracing the practice of rest as the remedy for exhaustion. So in the first few moments of the practice, the important thing to do is to rest and to be comfortable, to take a moment to find out exactly what it might be that you could do that would allow you to be even just a tiny little piece more comfortable, maybe 0.05% more comfortable. So notice the settling process, noticing how it is to be here and to know that you have arrived, that there isn't anywhere else that you need to be going, and that there isn't anything required of you. And since nothing is required of you, there's nobody to please, there are no deadlines to meet, there is nothing that needs to be done or thought or said. There isn't anything to do, so therefore you can't be doing this wrong. It's your practice, and held here in this circle of belonging, safe and sound, you are welcome simply to be yourself, to be at home to yourself, at home in this moment, in this body, in this space. In this place, nothing that needs to be done. Welcoming yourself just as you are, coming home to yourself, and simply noticing all the processes by which the body settles in. If you need to fidget, that's fine. If you need to scratch an itch or wriggle or change position, that is also fine. In fact, everything that arises in this moment will be absolutely just as it needs to be. So know that if you feel a desire or a need to move, you go right ahead and you settle as you need to. And if the desire to move arises during the practice, then you welcome that in so that this body can settle into a delicious and nourishing rest. welcoming all the sounds which can be heard. Welcoming another sister who's coming to join our circle. Within this circle of belonging, letting there be a sense that the earth of this body can rest upon the earth beneath, and that the earth of this body is made from this earth and is now returning to be held by this earth, and that the qualities of stability and welcome which the earth brings can be received by this body, by every bone, every joint, every organ, settling down upon this earth and knowing that every piece of this body is welcome. And allowing for the awareness now to notice how it is that once the physical body has settled, perhaps the rhythm of the breath can be invited to come into a balanced place. Simply noticing now as the breath comes in and as the breath goes out, an observation that yes, the breath is coming in now, and yes, the breath is leaving now, and inviting a balance as the breath comes in to have an equality with the breath that leaves, so that there's a balanced feeling breath coming in now, and yes, the breath is leaving now, inviting an easy equality between the breath that comes in and the breath that goes out, inviting that balance to be here. If this balanced space of equality between the breath that comes in and the breath that goes out settles with ease into the body, then every system of the body is invited into a coherent and balanced state of being. So maybe that ease of balance can continue in whatever way feels effortless. And with this effortless welcome of balance and ease into the breath, let there also be a welcome for a space to honor the presence of intuitive guidance or wisdom, to know that there is a welcome space in this being to receive. Whatever insight or guidance might arise now or at some point, maybe a little later in the day or in life, just knowing that there is a welcome space for this insight and guidance to arise is all that's necessary. In whatever form that arises, it might take the forms of the words of a heart's prayer or a sankalpa, a feeling or a felt sense of wisdom and guidance. And allowing there now to be an invitation for the awareness to be set free to travel through the land of the body, visiting each place in turn as if the light of awareness could shine gently and softly into each place in turn, beginning by letting the awareness settle and to rest between the eyebrows and deep inside the head. So it feels perhaps as if in this land of the body, a gentle light of awareness could illumine each place, welcoming light and kindly awareness into the space of the head and then down between the two collarbones, resting the awareness in the space of the throat, welcoming the light of attention to shine kindly into each space as the awareness travels down now over the left shoulder, elbow and wrist, all the way through the left arm and down into the wrist, the palm, the back of the hand, and each finger in turn, as if the light of awareness could simply shine on the thumb, the index finger, the middle finger, the ring finger, and the little finger. So the whole of the left hand could be illumined by this light of awareness. And from the tips of the fingers and the spaces in between the toes, the spaces in between the fingers and the palm, allow the awareness to travel back up through the wrist, the elbow, and the shoulder, to bring the attention to rest back between the two collarbones in the space of the throat, as if now the whole of the left hand from the fingertips to the collarbones could be illumined by this gentle light of awareness, bringing a gentle sense of life and light to each place, and moving from that space between the collarbones all the way along through the right shoulder, elbow and wrist, and all the way down into the right hand, welcoming the light of awareness to shine on the thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger, so that the whole of the right hand, palm, the back of the hand. The whole of the right hand could be illumined by the light of awareness. And from the tips of the fingers and the spaces in between the fingers, all the way back up now through the whole of the wrist, elbow and shoulder, the light of awareness could shine in the land of the body, returning to the space between the collarbones. All the way down and along and through and resting behind the breastbone to fill the heart space. Out to the right breast and back to the center. Out to the left breast and back to the center. And then all the way back and through to the two shoulder blades and the space between them. So the whole of the heart space could be illumined by the light of awareness shining in this space. And inviting the awareness to travel gently down through the land of the body to rest in the belly, filling the whole of the belly and welcoming all sensations arising in the belly through into the lower back. Welcoming all sensations arising in perception in the belly and letting the light of awareness fill this space with a kindly illumination so that the whole of the belly is filled by this kindly light, shining the light of awareness through the whole of the belly. And inviting this awareness now to travel all the way down through into the pelvis. And to welcome all sensations arising in perception in the pelvis and through to the groins, into the sacrum and the buttocks, welcoming all sensations arising in perception and welcoming the kindly light of awareness to shine through the whole of the space of the pelvis in this land of the body, receiving, receiving, receiving this kindly illumination. And as the awareness travels on down now through the whole of the legs, down along the left groin, thigh, knee, ankle, and foot, bring the attention into the whole of the left foot and welcome each toe in turn as if this light of awareness could shine on each toe. Big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. Receiving the light of awareness in the whole of the left foot. And then inviting the attention to travel from that foot all the way back up through the ankle, knee, hip and groin, across through the pelvis, and then back down the right leg through the groin, thigh, knee, ankle, and down into the right foot, where each toe in turn can receive the light of awareness shining in the land of the body. Each toe in turn, receiving this kindly light, big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. allowing for this light of awareness to welcome in every toe and the spaces between each of the toes on the right foot and through the ankle, knee and hip, back through the pelvis, allowing the awareness to shine freely through the whole of the belly, moving from the belly into the space of the heart, as if the whole land of the body can receive this kindly light through the throat and up inside the space of the head, all the way to the crown of the head. With the awareness shining there on the crown of the head, let the gentle settling of attention move into the space between the two eyebrows, into the space between the two collarbones, and back home to the deep heart's core, to the space of the heart. And as the awareness travels through the whole of the body, allow there to be a gentle receiving of the light of attention, as if the entire land of the body and all the spaces within it could be receiving the gentle, kindly light that illuminates every dimension of being. And in this openness of awareness, which is Yoga Nidra, allow there to be a real sense of how it is to let that exhalation release the body into very deep rest, as if each time that the breath goes out, the whole of the body settles deeper and deeper into rest, into stillness, and that each time the breath comes in, there could be a welcome for vitality and energy nourishing every cell of the body in a state of alertness. And each time the breath goes out, there could be a sense of settling deeper into rest, maybe back into sleep. And each time the breath comes in, it can be a sense of welcoming alertness, vitality in every part of the body. And with this movement of attention, allow perhaps for this sense of the sleeping body and the alert mind full of vitality, for these two things to be present at the same time. So how would that be? How would that be to allow there to exist both this state of being asleep and being awake at the same time? How would this be? to be awake and asleep at the same time. So welcome in this possibility. And welcome in a sense now of the breath moving through the body as if the great wisdom and insight that's present in every cell could be welcomed as intuitive guidance, maybe making itself known in whatever way feels appropriate this morning, whatever insight or guidance or intuitive wisdom arises, welcoming that in. Maybe now, or maybe a bit later. Mm-hmm. Knowing that there's always a welcome for this guidance, allow the body perhaps now gently to move and to stretch. To move and to stretch. So that it's possible to reawaken with very tiny and delicious movements. The whole of the body, and to feel how it is to have rested, to welcome into the body the delicious nourishment of rest, and to notice how that actually feels. So this practice of Yoga Nidra is complete. Thank you for listening. And as we enter into a liminal space, a space between one thing and the other, I invite you to rest with a blessing for one who is exhausted, and to settle perhaps into a recollection of a time or a place where maybe rest was not quite so sufficiently present as it is now. When the rhythm of the heart becomes hectic, when the rhythm of the heart becomes hectic, time takes on the strain until it breaks, then all the unattended stress falls in on the soul like an endless increasing . The light in the mind becomes dim. Things you could take in your stride before now become laborsome events of will. Weariness invades your spirit. Gravity begins falling inside you, dragging down every bone, dragging down every bone. The tide you never valued has gone out, and you are marooned on unsure ground. Something within you has closed down, and you cannot push yourself back to life. You have been forced to enter empty time. The desire that drove you has relinquished. There is nothing else to do now but rest and patiently learn to receive the self you have forsaken in the race of days. At first your thinking will darken and sadness take over like listless weather. the flow of unwept tears will frighten you. You have traveled too fast over false ground. You have traveled too fast over false ground, and now your soul has come to take you back. Now your soul has come to take you back. Take refuge in your senses. Open up to all the small miracles you rush through. Become inclined to watch the way of rain. When it falls slow and free, imitate the habit of twilight, taking time to open the well of color that fostered the brightness of day. Draw alongside the silence of stone until its calmness can claim you. Be excessively gentle with yourself. Be excessively gentle with yourself. Be excessively gentle with yourself. Stay clear of those vexed in spirit. Learn to linger around someone of ease who feels they have all the time in the world. Gradually you will return to yourself, having learned a new respect for your heart and the joy that dwells deep within slow time. Gradually you will return to yourself, having learned a new respect for your heart and the joy that dwells deep within slow time. So in this liminal space of awakening, I invite for you simply to connect with the sound of your own voice as you awaken. And perhaps if you want to allow there to be a little bit of movement that can settle you into a comfortable space, you're welcome to let the sounds of the mantras wash over you. But if you would like, you can also welcome in your own voice, and you'll find the words for the mantras that we are chanting on pages 87 and 88 of the manual. This one stop. I think we do that one.
Stop.
I know.
Just a little.
I know. So I'd like to offer a protective nourishment of asking for everything to be protected and minded and settled into the right place, so that everything that arises happens in just the right way. Oh. bhunaktu, sahana bhunaktu, saviryam karavavahai, tejasvinavati tamastu ma. Time to offer this beautiful invocation to Saraswati, who's a great connection with learning and poetry and all of the refined, beautiful juice of life. So I'll chant it to you. We didn't do this one already, did we? No. No? No. I thought you'd like this one. You may know it already. This is a way to chant it that brings all of the awarenesses of her and how she appears with her sari sitting in Padmasana and on a lotus playing a veena and all of these things. But you can actually connect with that energy that's to do with the capacity to welcome in creativity and learning and wisdom of those kinds. So I'll do it a little bit of a line at a time. So you might like to hear it all the way through first, and then I'll do it line at a time. We can do call and response.
Om Yakundandu Tushara Hara Dhavala Yashubra Vastravrita Yavina Varadam Manditakara Yashveta Padmasana Ya Brahma Chut, Ya Shankara Prabhitirbir, Deva Isada Pujita, Samam Patu Saraswati Bhagavati Nishesha Jadhyapaha.
So I'll let you hear each line and you can repeat back. Put my glasses on so I can get it right for you.
Ya Kundendu, Ya Kundendu, Tushara Hara Dhavala,
Tushara Hara Dhavala,
Ya Shubhra Vastra Vrita,
Ya
Vina Varadanda,
Ya Vina Varadanda,
Mandita Kara,
Mandita Kara,
Ya Shveta Padmasana,
Ya Shveta Padmasana,
Ya Brahma Chutya Shankara,
Ya Brahma Chutya Shankara,
Prabhitribir,
Prabhitribir,
Devasada Patu,
Samam Patu,
Saraswati,
Saraswati,
Bhagavati,
Bhagavati,
Nishesha Jatyapaha,
Nishesha Jatyapaha.
Beautiful. All together from the top, nice and slow.
Ya Kundendu Tushara Hara Dhavala, Ya Shubhra Vastra Vrita, Ya Vina Varadanda Mandita Kara, Ya Shveta Padma, Ya Brahma Chutya Shankara Prabhitivir, Deva Sada Pujita, Samam Patu Saraswati Bhagavati Nishesha Jadhyapaha.
Last time we sing it, you can keep it very gentle and quiet, as if she's just in your heart. Yeah.
Om Ya Kundendu Tushara Hara Dhavala, Ya Shubhra Vastra Vrita, Ya Vina Varadanda Mandita Kara, Ya Shveta Padmasana, Ya Brahma Chutya Shankara Prabhitibir, Deva Sada Pujita, Samam Patu Saraswati Bhagavati Nishesha Jatyapaha, Saraswati Mama Ama, Saraswati Mama, Saraswati Mama. Saraswati
Mama,
Saraswati Mama, Mama, Saraswati Mama.
Om Shanti Shanti
Saraswati Mata.
Thank you.